Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Margie Preuss. I live in Duluth, and I'll be reading from Enchantment Lake, my new mystery for young readers. It releases on March 1st. In this scene, 17-year-old Francie has just arrived at her great-aunt's cabin on Enchantment Lake, a place that probably sounds fairly familiar to many KUMD listeners. Francie stood for a moment listening to the boat's wake wash against the shore. It had always struck her as a lonely sound, and seemed even lonelier now that she was by herself. Maybe she should have asked Sandy to come with her. Why had she said no? It was eerie how silent everything was. Once the lake was still again and the boat long gone, it was too quiet. No slamming of screen doors or squeals of kids playing in the lake, of parents calling their children home for dinner. But perhaps those were just sounds from her memory, when she and her brother had spent summers here, and they had been the ones making all the noise. She walked slowly up the rather rickety stairs from the shore to the cabin, trying to reimagine the stillness as tranquil, peaceful. She concentrated on the air, soft on her skin, inhaled the scent of cedar and sun-warmed pine and the distinctive smell of the cabin that had always meant home to her. She took a deep breath, taking in the musty, musky, wood-smoke, piney smell of it all. There was pleasure in being back, but also pain. She had loved this place when she'd been a kid, but a lot had happened since then. Things were different, and she had changed. She was a city girl now. The way the door swung open, it hadn't been fully latched, made her throat tighten. Sandy's admonition to be careful came back to her. Why hadn't she probed more about the strange stuff he said was going on? The living room was suffused with light. The sun set directly across the lake, and at this time of the evening the cabin was filled with a powerful orange glow that momentarily blinded her. When her eyes adjusted, she took in the scene. The same lumpy old couch, the creaky old rocking chair, the old fireplace, the old table covered with a half-finished jigsaw puzzle. She was about to speak her aunt's names, although they seemed stuck in her constricted throat, when a small noise made her jump. Francie held her breath, her skin prickling. There it was again, coming from the kitchen. She fought back the urge to bolt, and holding her breath, crept toward the kitchen, then paused. Did she dare go a step farther? One more step, around the corner, and she clutched at her chest. A body, well, part of a body, was sticking out of the refrigerator, the rest swallowed up inside. Gas! The fridge was gas, because there was no electricity here. She knew people used to commit suicide by sticking their heads in old-fashioned gas ovens. Was it possible to kill someone by sticking her head in an old-fashioned gas refrigerator? Francie's skin went as cold as if she had been refrigerated. She was unable to utter a sound.
To listen to this episode again or subscribe to the podcast, and for more information about this author and her work, go to kumd.org and click on Arts. Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood. The assistant producer is Haley Westfall. Music by Sharon Isbin. Funding for this program is provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Women authors of Minnesota who would like to read their work on Women's Words are welcome to submit their writing via email to kumd@kumd.org.